Yeah, thank y'all for stopping by for the next 20 minutes. Blues music lovers from around the world, they're gonna gather together right here in this podcast. Get to know each other a little bit better and celebrate the great blues music while we answer the question, what happened? What happened to the blues? What happened? What is it that happened to the blues? Blues music has always been underground music, like good whiskey. You know, kind of hard to find. Yeah. It's not for everyone. You got to have a taste for it. Like we say, like good whiskey. Either you like it or you don't. There's a lot going on in the world nowadays, in the world of digital music and digital recordings. And the blues had to come down that same highway. Maybe it ventured off, I don't know. I'm trying to find a road to it. Yeah, I'm trying to find where the blues went. So, a few years ago, I self-appointed myself as the goodwill ambassador to the blues music, appointed myself, and began a journey to organize blues music lovers all over the world. Yep, I want to pull them together, people from all over the world. And we're all going to have a shared mission, I hope. And that is, as long as the sky is blue, and as long as deep water is too, we're going to stay true to the blue. What we're going to do is embrace this new technology, put it to work. Maybe it can help us find our way through. So here we go. Yeah, maybe, just maybe, we can find our way. I was fortunate to meet a man just a couple of years back. His name was Mr. Ed Ovett. He was a podcast pioneer, this technology that we're using right now. He was one of the early adopters to it. He eventually put together a show on podcast known as Ed's Mixed Bag. And it was just that, a mixed bag of a musical collection of interviews and musical snippets and interesting things that he could find out along the musical highway and the blues highway. And Ed packaged that thing up into a really cool show. This was back in the 90s, back when podcasting wasn't even cool. And I believe Ed had about a good 10-year run. And while he was running in one direction, the digital revolution was hitting in another direction. And I guess they collided. And Ed wound up sitting to the side for a while. But along that journey, he learned a lot of things. And some of it he's been willing to share with me and with others. And Mr. Ovett, he helped me get started into the podcast revolution. He has been very encouraging to me. And I want to thank Ed for what he's been able to do. Looks like Paul has just come in. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Blues Room over here. My name is Rick Patton. I'm the self-appointed goodwill ambassador to blues. Paul, where are you coming from? I'm here in North Alabama, inside a little... Afghanistan. Paul, that's a long way from me. Afghanistan. Yeah, I'm here in North Alabama, and I'm a blues musician, a blues artist. Do you play music by chance, Paul? Really? That is so interesting, Paul. Apparently, you have an interest in the blues. Okay. So you like blues, or what made you stop by? You like blues music? Well, I stopped by for the blues. That is so interesting. Paul, that is amazing. Well, Paul, I'm definitely what they call a blues artist. And thank goodness for this new thing called the internet. It just might open the door so that we can get some of this underground music out. It's been really revolutionary for me, Paul. In fact, I've met hundreds and hundreds of people around the world. Thank goodness for this internet. And come on in, have a seat. Looks like Random is here. Yeah. I was just saying, Paul, I started live streaming not long ago. Oh, what? I might have company. Somebody wants to come on. I thought somebody was trying to come in and talk to me. Or accident. Well, you're welcome to come in. I'm just testing out this entire thing here. I'm just testing it. This is my second day being on here. But over on the Periscope profile, I've been there for a while. I got over 12,000 fans over there. Okay, too much echo otherwise. Interesting. Well, I don't know if y'all believe this, but I'm using earbuds right now, and I'm curious as to the quality. I mean, can you hear me pretty good? I'm actually using earbuds in an iPhone 7. Darndest thing I've ever done. Good audio's amazing. Man, it's hard to beat for $10. I went to the Walmart store and got me some earbuds yesterday so that I could give this thing a whack. Yeah, really what I'm all about is to build a fan base of blues lovers around the world. Sir, you speaking is a little tough for me. What does that mean, tough? Do you mean my language because you're from Afghanistan? Can't help you with that much, Paul. I don't know how to speak Afghan. Could you come on the screen? The Alabama accent. Amazing. Amazing. Interesting. I never would have thought about it that way. But you know, every time I travel, and sometimes I do play in different cities around the country, around the world, everybody's different, you know, and they sound different to me. And I guess I sound different to them. And I just say, well, as long as we speak blues, we speak blues. Are any of you musicians by chance? I play guitar, harmonica, I play a little bass. I've been playing since I was young. Cultures are different, sir. That's well said, Paul. But is there a common denominator? And I've often thought that the blues music is a common denominator between all cultures. Because for me, blues is just a matter of expression. Some people might color it as blues. But anytime a person expresses from their heart, I have read about it. Well, Paul, I think you're living it. And each one of us does every day when we speak what's in our hearts and we express it out openly. Many people love it. Well, I think so too. I love it. I can't get away from it. So I might as well love it, and I'm willing to take on, you know, the mantle of talking about it and moving it around the world. Yeah, I started live streaming on Periscope not long ago when, like I said, I've built over 12,000 people over there from all around the world who do love blues music. So there is a, you know, the people are out there in the long tail. Yeah, here comes Holly North. Where you from, Holly? Come on in. Yeah, I'm meeting people around the world here. And I was saying that a couple of years ago, I had a guy play the bass for me, a young white guy named Josh Daniel Johnson. He brought me a magazine, and the magazine had a photograph of a man with a sunflower behind his back, and the sunflower was as big as a car tire. And the caption said, Sunflower River Blues and Gospel Festival in Clarkdale, Mississippi. So hell, I told Josh, I said, Josh, let's ride down there. It's only about 5 or 6 hours from where I live. See, I live in North Alabama. The festival is in about the middle of Mississippi. You ever heard of the Crossroads? Right. There's actually a town there, a city. Well, a town. It's about 20,000 people. It's called Clarksdale. And this is where Highway 61 and 49 intersect, if you've ever heard the story of the Crossroads, where Robert Johnson sold his soul to the devil. This is where all this took place. And every year, the second week in August, there's a big festival there called the Sunflower River Festival. If you've never gone and you're a blues lover, you know, Google it, check it out, Sunflower River. So I went down there with Josh, and that started me on my journey into the belly of the blues. So I wound up playing there, and I've been fortunate to play there and all around down there for quite a few years now. It's just like making a journey, a mecca, you know, like a pilgrimage. And I recommend anyone, advise anyone that's into blues music to come to Clarkdale. Yeah, come to Clarkdale. And that's where Muddy Waters is from. You ever heard of Muddy Water? One question, sir. Does the blues make people happier, calm, or feel nostalgic? Paul, I'll have to say that the only thing to me now, as a blues artist, the only thing the blues is a way of expressing yourself. So it can be all that. You can express yourself in a nostalgic way, a calm way, or it doesn't matter. It's just a way of expression. Interesting question, though. So I think blues can be happy. Blues can be sad. You know, it's all kinds of blues. You see, it's all kinds. But most of the time, you know, people connect it with a sadness or emotion like that, or some melancholy or blue. But I don't think the blues has to be that. It can be anything. So, yeah, that's what it is to me. You're expressing your feelings. So, through it, huh? Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And everybody does it, but they might not recognize that they do it. It's just, they don't. Some people do it differently than others. I got it. Exactly. That's all the blues is from an artist, from me. You know what I mean? That's all it is. And it's just the willingness to openly express yourself that way and capture it. You know, it's a willingness to do it. Now, some people came along and packaged it up. You know, they tried to package it up. I hear one of the first people to do that was a man named W.C. Handy. And supposedly he came along and tried to give it some form, you know, like you say, a 1-4-5 progression. You know, he gave it 12 bars and a turnaround. He gave the blues some form. But true blues, I don't believe, has any form. It's just, you know, it's formless. But it doesn't hurt to have form. It makes it easier to to play with other artists or other musicians. But yeah. Yeah, I'd love to hear some Afghanistan blues, Paul. Maybe someday you can link me to some or let me hear what the blues sounds like in Afghanistan, because I know they got it. Do any of you happen to play an instrument? Yeah. I'd love to hear some harmonica, Afghanistan harmonica. You hear that harmonica that I'm playing? All it is just a harmonica. It's in the key of D. Which blues artist are you a fan of? Well, I put them into two categories when you say living blues artists and dead blues artists. The reason I have to do that when you say which ones, now I got to go into any category. But let me say this. Not necessarily I had it when I was a child. You had a harmonica. Okay, well, get another one, Paul. Get you one. It'll help you express your blues. Yeah. If you couldn't talk, Paul, and you had to express yourself with an instrument, and you had no voice, then the harmonica is a cool way of having a voice. And you make it say what you're feeling. So you let the harmonica or your instrument become your voice. That's what the blues is. When you're expressing yourself. Yeah, you can blow it, Paul. You just have to keep doing it every day. I mean, you keep it with you in your pocket. And when you get hungry, instead of saying, I'm hungry, you pull out a harmonica and you might do something like this. See, so that means I'm hungry. You see what I mean? Right. And when you want to see your woman, you might do something like this. Right. She'll know what that means, Paul. Yeah, the blues is just a way of expression. Yeah, the common denominator, and everyone has it. It's just that not everyone records themselves when they express it. That's my interpretation of it. So, yeah. So here I go down to Mississippi, and I start meeting other people, and I started playing around down there. So now I'm an artist down there, Paul, but I don't have a record label. So I don't have a record label or a bunch of money behind me. So I'm learning how to record myself and be an independent, they call it. And one thing I do know, you do have to have an audience or a market for whatever you do. You're a nice person because you call yeah with Melodious sound. Well, I'm going to say thank you. Your wife. With right. Y'all call her all right every now and then. Yeah. But yeah, I'm learning how to be an independent artist. And I know a big part of that is being willing to build an audience. You know, nobody's going to buy your record unless they've heard it. Nobody's going to come to your concert or your show unless they know who you are. So, you know, live streaming and all that help gives away. Hey, Vinny, come on in, Vinny. Where you from? So the live stream is just a way to help make that happen. So I started not long ago. My daughter, she got me a cell phone for Father's Day just a few years back, and she told me, "Daddy, shamelessly promote yourself." So I've been working to try to learn how to do that, to shamelessly promote myself. So, yeah, that's what I do. So I do it on the Periscope primarily. That's my platform of choice. If y'all familiar with Periscope, similar to Facebook Live, but I just started Periscoping, and I built a good following over there. I like to say almost 12,000 people. So I just, Podbean, this is new to me to do this on Podbean. But I'm willing to give it a shot, you know. So I came over here on Podbean to sweep the blues from under the rug. I want to get out here. If I can meet people who are interested in blues music and who really love it and understand it for what it is, I'm willing to do my part to help build that audience out. And I'm looking for people who love the blues as much as I do, as much as we all do. So it's like a prospecting tool, this Podbean. It's incredible when you think about technology and what it can be. It's incredible just like to meet you and sit here and blow harmonica for you. You know, one blues lover to another. Mother, father, sister, brother. I kick it even further. Hey, Vinny, did Vinny leave or is Vinny still here? Well, I do want to thank all of y'all for stopping in to say hello. And I also want to thank Podbean for putting this thing together. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but let's keep working at it and maybe we can turn it into something. We can make friends at least. How can you say through harmonica, "I love you more than myself"? That's a good line. "I love you more than myself." I like that line, Paul. That would work in a blues song. If I had to play that on harmonica, I'd play it like this. Did you hear that? Let me try it one more time. See? Yeah. Right. It's just a way of expression, right? It can say everything. It can say anything. Well, thank you, Paul. I look forward to talking with you all again. In fact, yes, I love you too. I appreciate you stopping in. And let's be friends, and we'll get together again. Like I say, this is just a test for me. I'm testing out the equipment and testing out Podbean. But there'll be more shows. I believe I'll be back. And I look forward to seeing y'all again. In the meantime, I'm going to go get me something to eat. Let me say that on the harmonica. Have a good day. I'll see you later. Have a good day.